Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chokma, all across the tundra. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. This is Grady Deaton, and this is Coffee at KYUK. As usual, guess who's excited? This guy. And you know what I'm doing with it? Sharing it with you. Today I'm excited specifically about reconnecting with a friend. I'm one of my guests, and also excited about meeting a new friend, my other guest. More on that in a second. But first, let me set the stage. Sobriety Awareness Month is upon us, and it's been over two decades in the making here in Alaska. The Alaska Native Sobriety Movement advocated for celebrating sober living and breaking down stigmas surrounding sobriety at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in 1993. Since then, the movement gained traction, catching the attention of lawmakers, and was eventually signed into law in 2018 by former Alaska Governor Bill Walker. Since then, I've been having conversations with Tiffany Hall. And I had to remind myself, Tiffany, excuse me. But good morning, Tiffany Hall. You're the executive director of Recover Alaska. And you're joining me and Alice Glenn this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Waka, good morning.
Thanks.
So first, Tiffany, before we get on to reminding people why I've invited Alice on, tell me a little bit about Recover Alaska.
Sure. Recover Alaska works to reduce excessive alcohol use and harms throughout the state. And so we do some advocacy work and prevention work, and we try to increase access to care. But in March, we celebrate Sobriety Awareness Month. It's a time when we can celebrate living a sober, healthy lifestyle and raise awareness about alcohol misuse and really just try to break down stigmas about sobriety and really celebrate.
Now, I remember last year we were, maybe it may have been the previous year as well, we were focusing on events to focus on sober options. But this year you did something different. I know that you partnered with different podcasters. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so due to the pandemic, you know, last year we had to shift pretty immediately away from in-person events in March. And so this year we've been trying to think about other ways to meet people where they are and to get the word out. And so this year we partnered with several different podcasts to talk about sobriety and bring it to audiences that maybe don't usually think about alcohol use or think about drinking or recovery. And so it's been a really fun experience for us getting to connect with some new folks. Of course, we've gotten to work with Alice before, so I was so thrilled to circle back and get to have an entire podcast dedicated to this issue.
Well, in favor of circling back, let me bring Alice into the conversation. Good morning, Alice Glenn, and let me tell the listeners what's going on here. Alice, you host and produce your own podcast called Coffee and Quack, which we're fans of here. It's broadcast on KRFF, which we repeat here on our local FM repeater. And here in the radio department, we're fans. I take it that this month's episode of Coffee and Quack included some conversations about sobriety that you'd like to expound on. There's a lot more to unpack about you specifically, so I'm going to have you come in for another Coffee at KYUK. But to my question, what did you find out?
Yes, thank you, Grady, for having me on your show. I appreciate it. So Coffee and Quack is a podcast to celebrate and explore contemporary Native life in urban Alaska. That's kind of the mission of Coffee and Quack. And I had been wanting to gear up to do a podcast episode about sobriety. I participate in Sober October every year, and, you know, I just think it's a healthy conversation to have. So I spoke and sat down with Janae Thompson, who is 2 years sober, and yeah, we just kind of vibed out, and she spoke a little bit about her stepping into her own power, her own identity, and a little bit about how the first year of the pandemic went and how that has kind of influenced her sobriety journey as well.
Well, before we whet people's appetites about the podcast itself, let's tell people where they might be able to find it so they could hear it. Let's tell them that. Where can I find and listen to it?
Coffee and Clock plays on all podcast platforms. So it plays on Spotify, plays on Apple Podcasts. Used to play on Google Play when that was a thing, but I think Google Play is out. And YouTube and my website, it's all available on my website as well, which is www.coffeeandclock.com, Q-U-H-U.
And then back to the conversation with Janae. I want to know, because in a separate conversation I had prepping for this show, I was talking about the nature of the different identities of sober living. You know, whether we're in recovery or not, how we define sobriety. Maybe we're on the verge of entering into a sober lifestyle. Did you have any conversations around these areas?
Yeah, so I like to use this term sober curious because I feel like sometimes, you know, as me going through Sober October and participating in that, it's almost like I'm kind of trying it on, see how it feels, you know. And so we spoke a little bit about that and how if she had any advice for maybe somebody who is considering going fully sober or is word sober curious. But yeah, so I mean, it's really interesting because I feel like we're all a little bit on the fence either way. Maybe not all, but like many of us are. And I kind of just speak from my own experience as myself trying to be, you know, live positive, healthy life behaviors and what that means. And instead of being like fully, hey, I'm anti-alcohol, I just don't feel like people respond. I don't know. For me,
sure.
I just don't really respond to people telling me something that I can't do.
Mm.
I'm more interested in hearing like positive life behaviors and how, you know, maybe sobriety fits into that.
Tiffany, I know for myself that this identity of being sober in different contexts is important because addicts tend to define themselves as other than. And make very specific. Can you expound on that a little bit for me, Tiffany, if you don't mind?
Sure. I guess what is coming up for me is that, you know, I really agree with what Alice just said, and we have certainly found that to be true, that people respond really differently to the language that we use. And so, you know, especially depending on the audience, I make sure to say, you know, Recover Alaska is not an abstinence-only organization. We seek to reduce harms caused by alcohol. So for some people, that means being entirely sober, whereas for other people, that means, you know, focusing on harm reduction or on mindful or moderate levels of drinking. And what I've been learning more and more over the past couple years are that there are a lot of different ways to talk about it, and sober curious or sober serious. And some people who are sober define themselves as in recovery, and some people don't like that terminology. And so to me, it's just a really fascinating kind of exploration of language and wanting to really make sure that we are incorporating everyone's stories and welcoming people in, you know, regardless of how they may identify.
Well, that's important because I know it's our narrative that really steer us. Speaking of narratives, Alice, more on what you unpacked with Mrs. Thompson.
Yeah, so we also spoke a little bit about maybe the culture around alcohol growing up. So Janae is also from my hometown, Utqiagvik. We kind of grew up a little bit together. And I kind of just wanted to get her point of view of, like, you know, I know my own experience, and I know that a couple of other people's experiences, but as, you know, as Janae, what was her experience of the culture around alcohol? And, you know, and we kind of both recognized that there was like a little bit of a normalization of maybe seeing loved ones or family members or cousins or whatever just going overboard, you know, and it kind of had become normalized for us growing up, which is not so great, you know what I mean? So I think that it also, like, these normalized and these narratives and these things that we see growing up, it influences how we see the world as adults. And so I do think that there's an interesting way that we see and experience a culture around alcohol in Alaska. And so I think that the first step in kind of maybe changing that narrative is also just a recognition, you know. And so I think that we spoke a little bit about that. I think that what I liked about my conversation with Janae is that she's like, hey, I can't speak for everyone. You know, I'm only one person, and I just want to kind of share about my personal experience instead of trying to speak for all people. And I appreciate that because as a podcaster and, you know, being from Utqiagvik and being Inupiaq, it kind of feels a little heavy sometimes to tell a full story when you're really just speaking for yourself, you know. And so I think that that was really relatable in my conversation with Janae. And, yeah, I hope that other people find can see themselves a little bit in Janae's story.
Thank you for that. I'm noticing here, I'm sorry, excuse me. There were six other podcasters that lined up for Sobriety Awareness Month, and I'm trying to see if there's a link to find all those for people who might be interested in seeing all those. Tiffany, do you care to elaborate on where people can find these other podcasts that are also, and maybe tell me a little bit about those?
Sure. Yeah, thanks for asking. So if you go to recoveralaska.org, O-R-G, then on the home screen, there's a button for our virtual sober lounge. And if you click on that button, it takes you into a room, and most of the icons in there are clickable, but there's a poster for the podcast series as well as a microphone. And if you click on either one of those, it will take you to all of the podcasts. So we partnered with a few others in Alaska. We talked with Chronicles, Babe Town, and the 49th Meal. And then we also partnered with Seltzer Squad, which is out of New York. And so those other four partners are all on the list.
Well, one of those is still coming up. The March 30th episode, 49th Meal, will be exploring what it's like to be sober in the restaurant industry. Debuting alongside Coffee and Quacks, March 22nd episode, Babe Town shook it up with mocktail tasting while discussing sobriety awareness with a historical look back to addiction and rehab advocates Betty Ford and Marty Mann. So it looks like lots of conversations around a variety of ideas about sobriety. I want to give Alice as much of a last word as I can, and I want to also make sure that I set the stage for a return visit, Alice. We need to talk more about your experience.
Yeah, that would be lovely. So my episode was actually supposed to be released on the 22nd, but it's still going through some finalized edits, so I just want to let everybody know that it will be ready and available by the end of today. I'm still working on it, and I think that I'd like to leave this conversation with what Janae had shared with me as maybe advice, and she said it could be scary, to take the plunge and to do something that, you know, you've never done before, maybe going sober. So, but it's worth it, you know, and you get to really step into your power and step into your own identity. And it's going to be scary, but it's worth it.
Give us the spelling of your website, because I think that's the best direct path to your podcast today.
Sure. Coffee and Quack. So C-O-F-F-E-E, coffee and A-N-D, Quack. Quaq.com.
So great to finally meet you. Look forward to inviting you on Coffee at KYUK again. Well, we'll talk more on that another time. I don't want to do the subject injustice by going off on a tangent without giving Tiffany the final words on the matter. So Tiffany, your show.
Well, thank you so much, Grady. I'm just so happy that you have asked me back here, and really just want to encourage people to check out our website. We have a lot of different types of resources there, answer a lot of different questions there. And I really want to appreciate Alice for joining us in, in celebrating this month.
Yeah, I'm really thankful for both of you joining us. Thank you, Alice, for coming this morning.
Yes, thank you so much, Kuyanesma.
And thank you to you too, Tiffany. Tiffany Hall, Executive Director of Recover Alaska. And I'm sorry, Alice, I just lost my notes. Alice Glenn from Coffee and Quack. Thank you both for joining us. Tomorrow on Coffee. Yeah. Tomorrow on Coffee at KYUK, I'll be joined by one Alaska Army National Guard soldier who's making a mark on history this past month by becoming the first infantry woman in Alaska National Guard history. Join me on Coffee at KYUK tomorrow. And I've only got one thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.